Sama Zayin with Aleph.
Right after the Mishnah, Amar Abaya. The Mishnah Zuzi Pshiti. When it says in the Mishnah that a person's Masa Bitur Stam, he's committing to a 50 zoos. It's talking about 50 zoos of Zuzi Medina, which are 1/8 of Zuzi Tzuri. We say by Masi Yisoyma the Shir is Chamishim Zuz. Yesh Bekis Mefarnasin Oisol Lefi Chvoida. Raminan my kiss Omer Achava Arnakishal Tztaka. The kiss are referring to if the the wallet of Tztaka means they have resources for stocko, so we get more. Visa Godaitan Chemishim Zuzi Mamish. Yimesh Bekis, Kama Yavin on law. I mean, that's a significant amount that we're giving her already. So how much more would you have to give? Ashwamino Chemishim Zuzi Pshiti. So it means 1/8 of that, which we could give her more. It would make sense to give her more. Tosfos over here says that Asakasha, we had a Gemara Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin says that throughout that Rav Yehuda says name of Rav, but throughout Shas, whenever you say coinage, if it's someone which is the Raisa, you use Kesef Tzuri. Someone which is Mirabonon, you use Kesef Medina. So this is a din of the Rabbanon over here, it's not a din of the Raisa. So the shear is going to be in Kesef Medina. So that's what's the Chiddush Rabbi? It's Rav's dinner ready. Then Tosfos says at the bottom, this is important. Tosfos says Ksuba Nami, about halfway down the Tosfos Amar Abaya. So Tosfos says, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. Uksuba nami, I feel on the mandam uksuba drabanon. Have a Messiah Mazuz Tsurim. So it says that Ravina Murav, notwithstanding, that could be that's only referring to when you if you use the word sela, but Zuzim could be Zuz Tsuri. Even though it's only Rabbana, and therefore Ksuba, even though Ksuba is Rabbana, so Chag is how we paskin. But still, the Mizayim, Zuzar Mizayim is Suri, Kavan Lamad Namar Deraisa. The Lepligi Ella Ben Nasa Isha Be Eretz Yisrael Be Girsha Be Kaputkiya, in Nasa Mimos Eretz Yisrael Mimos Kaputkiya. But it sounds like that so that's a shiloh to give the kaputki coin to a larger. That's just the fact he's in Eretz Yisrael. The commitment was made, the marriage was made in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a machlokes later around end of the ksuvas. But Tosfos assumes that it always be. Tosfos assumes that the shear for the kesef will be kesef tsuri. We actually, the Shulchan Aruch actually argues in Tosfos. It learns that if you learn it's Ksuba Drabbanan, which is Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Ksuba Drabbanan, it's only Kesef Medina, not Kesef Tzuri. Tosfos became Mona Dalmona, having the Kuli Alma Drabbanan, but still having Mona Tzuri. And again, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishon Rargan, Tosfos learns that since it's only Drabbanan, it's Kesef Medina. It's very significant when you calculate the value of a Ksuba. According to Tosfos, it's eight times larger than the calculation of a Ksuba according to the Shulchan Aruch. In the Sephardic Ksuba, in the Ashkenazic Ksuba, we write the Chazal Lefi Min HaRaisa. So Tosfos, in a different place, asked, we had it before Tosfos. I don't think we did it, but Tosfos asked, how can you say the cost of Chimin or Isa? Our Eker Pesach is that Ksuba is Rabbanan. So Tosfos asked from the fact that we have a nusach, Tosfos wants to rewrite from that nusach which we have in the ksuba. Tosfos says, well, it doesn't make a difference anyway, because either way it's the same amount of coinage. So we're not so machped on that. But the Sephardi ksuba, it doesn't say l'chaz l'chim l'raisa. It says l'chaz l'chim because it's not l'raisa, and the point is, if you'd write l'raisa, you'd be saying you're giving a much larger amount of coinage than what we're giving. So this Tosfos is a very important Tosfos. Okay. Zotim Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Yosef and Yosef Moshe both these Sparnes. So both of them are coming to get. And this is referring to. Here it's referring to Mizaynus. So we find Yosef and Yosef Moshe both Sparnes and Yosef. So we will, if we have money available, we give it to the Yosef first. So each darko lachzer al psochim. I mean, each darko lachzer, it's more acceptable. It's more easier, just practically. We're not going to ask send the girl out to start knocking on doors. So we'll take care of the girl first. If there's money left over, give it for the boy. And if not, so he'll go knock on doors. Yosem Yosema. Shabbali Nase, they need money from the tzedakah. So Messiah as a Yosem, Neshabusha Shalisha, Merubu Mishalish. The lack of being married is more weighs more on the woman than it does on the man. Taraman Yosem Shabbat Lisa. What are our commitments to help the Yosem for marriage?
Can I just ask one? I mean, it's very interesting to me. I would have thought that they would say, look, a man has a mitzvah peruvu and a woman doesn't.
Interesting question. In other words, in a chiyuvet staka, do we have a chiyuv from a hilchos staka to help a person do a mitzvah? Or say he's an honest, he can't do a mitzvah. Right. So the needs of stalker, it's an interesting question in Hilchos Stalker. They grapple with that. What, you know, I have everything I need. I just can't afford it. I can't afford the dollar minimum. Is there a mitzvah stalker? So based on the concept of Demar Sarasher Yasaloi, we say yes. That's that. But we're not for that extra pasuk. We wouldn't say that. But in that concept of Demar Sarasher Yasaloi are any need which a person has. But Boista Shalisha would be considered a basic human dignity need, which would have, that's part of basic need to stalker.
Well, and that itself is a chiddush, right? I mean, you just say, look, you know, tough luck. Food is a necessity. Being married, I mean. Here itself, it's described as more of a boshus type of thing.
So right, but then basically, human dignity is part of the chiyuv stalka.
Yeah, although, again, I mean, it's not that much of a. It's not like you're. You know, we're running around without clothes.
It's basically human dignity. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. You have the picture of their society.
Yeah.
A woman not being married was, total anomaly. Terabon Yosem Shabbat Lisa, Serchel Mabayis, Umitzian Lemita, Vecholkli Tashmishai, Ahagamasian Leisha. So part of what we commit to do is we get them a place, we rent them a house. He had where to bring his wife, and we furnish it. Shenemar demachzor asher yechzoloi. So we darshan demachzor zeh habayis asher yechzol zeh mita v'shulchan loy zu isha. V'chein armer esol ezer kenegda. Okay, terabonon demachzor. At the mitzvah of the farnasa, we have a chiyuv to give him his needs. We have the mitzvah of the ashrei. Okay, So it's day machzorah. We take care of the chesaron, but we're not trying to fill up beyond that. So yes, so chazal darshan a filosus lirkav alav ever loris tefanov. So if you have a ben toivim, which was yarmin chosov, and this is now his emotional needs, he feels uncomfortable without the sus lirkav alav or the ever loris tefanov. We have a mitzvah of staka to supply that. Now, in regards to Hilchus Kedima and staka, you know, a person who doesn't want to eat will obviously take precedence over the person who he says he needs this, but it's part of Hilchus staka.
It would seem to be more aspirational, meaning that, you know, the mitzvah, you probably wouldn't see it just because of communal funds being unlimited, right? I mean, because of the kedima, precisely because of the kedima.
Right, I understand, but the same with the rabbi, you know, if an individual will come and collecting for that, he has the right to collect for that. He's a right to ask. He has the right to ask for funeral help for that. Amar lo b'hilo zaken. Shalokach le'ani ben toivim echod. There was an ani ben toivim, a person ben toivim who was yermin lechosov. And Masus Lirkav Alav Eved Loretz Tefanov. Okay. Kepamach is Lamotze Eved Loretz Tefanov, but Loretz Tefanov Shlashim Yilim. So he did it himself. Okay. Now I'm not surprised that Hillel Zaken would do that. I don't know how in the world the Ani Ben Toivim was comfortable having Hillel Zaken being the one, right? You know, Moshe Feinstein's leading his horse. You know. Maybe.
So Talmud Chacham could be the Mivaza himself.
Yeah, that was about it. Yeah. Torah Banu Ma'isa begins actually Galil Ha'Elyon Shalachu L'Ani Mitaybim Echod Mitzipari Litra Basar B'Chol Yom. So they provide him with meat every day. That's not such a big chiddush. So Amar Rav Huna, litra basa mishal oifis. In those days, birds were more expensive than the animal meat. They bought even mishal oifis. Yivayseima the litra basa mamish. That the litra basar means that they needed a pound of coins to buy the basar. It was very expensive meat. Meat was very expensive at the point in time. Rashi Amar Hosam Karkatan Hoya Bukhoyama Haba Mafsidi Chiyusa Amatulte. So the Kiddush over here was they had limited resources of animals. And they were willing to provide animals for his needs. Okay. How does the Kameda Rabbi Nechemya Omerlei B'mea? Now, it doesn't mean that the Ani Ben Toivim shouldn't, at some point in time, accustom himself to his situation. That's his responsibility. But our responsibility is till he is acclimated to that. We provide it. Just tell you one modern version of this story is obviously that it was a car. We had one. I had a chaveren called didn't have a car. You know, he worked around it. If he needed to go somewhere, sometimes he'd rent a car. But then most of the time, his wife would always organize it. She would go shopping together. When somebody else would go shopping, she would coordinate it. One time, somebody else's car died, and he had no money to buy a car, so we got together money to help him buy a car. So he says, "What do you need a car for?" And he says, "He's used to having a car." So the Rebbe of the father, but that's so circle of for him. That's a valid need. You can't argue that. It's a perspective issue. I remember when there was a Maisa when they had the big real estate crash at the beginning of the '90s. A lot of people were so. There's people who were had been quite wealthy, which lost a tremendous amount of money. They were looking, there's people living in mansions who were getting their Shabbos meals from Temchei Shabbos. You know, they had no food, but they couldn't sell their houses because the market was, there was nothing, you know, nobody's buying them. There was one person who had held on to his money when he was giving stock. He was giving money to these people to give stock up. Imagine a person who's used to having people knocking on his door all the time and giving money. And each time they knock on the door, he says, "I have no money to give you." What's it, you know? That's definitely today. Machshavah Yechzoloi is that they need money to be able to give money to stock. It shouldn't be embarrassed. So that part of the Oni Ben Toivim was that. So he provided money to these people. They should have money to give the stock up. Okay. I was also the commander of Nechemiah Omerle B'me'a Tassoyin. So what are your normal meals? So he was the Oni, and he needed food. So he said, okay, what's your standard of living? What are you used to? So he said, B'bosser Shomin B'yayin Yoshin. He's used to having fatty meats, you know, that was considered kosher meat, and old wine. So he says, okay, well, it's very nice, but we have lentils around here, so I'll provide you for the daily lentils. Well, so he said, okay, you know, gilgalim my badashim and mace. So he wasn't used to it, and he died. Omer, oilo nezeh shahargan nechemya. What was to say to this person that that the Chemia, woe to the person that the Chemia killed him? But says, no, Arab oiler than the Chemia shahargan lezeh miboyle. The woe is that he said, well, I feel bad that, you know, I feel bad for that the person who died. He says, no, that's not the problem. The problem is in Shemaim. You're in trouble. So why was it saying woe to that person? He says, Marza Eliyu, who do lo iboyle lifnuke nafshe kulihai? No, there is a limit. He has to reduce his sensitivity to these issues. Hodos the Kameh the Rav, Omer lei b'me'a tesayit, Omer lei b'tanagarlis fatuma v'yayin yashin, fattened chickens and old wine. Omer lei b'luchash chayash shel ducha de tzibur. I mean, you're putting a pressure on the tzibur. Okay. Omer lei oto midid hu kachilna, midrachmanu kachilna. It's not theirs, it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Russia can provide every once. Their job is to take from the money which belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu and pass it on. The Tanina Vedikol Adach Yisaberu Batona Sen Lemesachlom Bitoi Bitom Lenemer El Beitoi Melam Shikol Echo Beechad Noisen Kodesh Baruch Hu Panasoso Beitoi. Okay. So the brushman provides each individual according to where he's supposed to be. Okay? So he had me talking that the brushman takes care of the needs. I'm an Oni, there's hope that's the brushman's business, but you know, what I'm supposed to get, I'm supposed to get. Adhochi Asoy Akse the Rabba, the Morris says, a wild story. So Rabba's sister came. Shani hasn't seen her for 13 years. You notice that whenever the Morris says like a very expensive, like extensive law, time, it's like 13 years. Like, you know, it's like really long. So she rolls in and she says, "You know, I haven't seen a long time. I brought you a big present of fattened chickens and old wine." So Rabbi said to himself, like, what's the simon of this? What's the message over here? That this fellow came in and claimed that this is what he's supposed to get, and all of a sudden this is what rolls into his house. So he says, I irritated you. You're right. Kumachal, here's your food. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I mean, or it means lashon of, it could mean lashon of, like, I'm lowering myself to you. But, okay, let's see Rashi. Back of an olive. Zuzi Pshiti, three lines on the bottom, two lines on the bottom. So when it says in the Mishnah 50 Zuz, it means Zuzi Medina. It's a coin called Zuzi Medina, Shmoina Mehem Zuz Suri. So in the coin system of Suri, they also had a Zuz, and in this system they also had a Zuz, but this system, the value of their Zuz is 1/8 of a Zuz Suri. In the Living Torah Museum, they have a Zuzi Medina. I mean, there's like little dinky things. His partner's Mezainas sells stock up. First, if they're coming to get Mezainas, so you give to the Yosoma before the Yosem. When they come to get married, Shabbat Linose, Michel stock up. So there is a chiyuv, part of the chiyuv stock is to provide for marriage. We take care of the Yosoma first. So one more says one shot is that was Litcha Basser was that they got birds. He was accustomed to getting fancy food, so we provide him with the fancier food of birds, which is more expensive than regular animal meat. Second shot was Litcha Basser. Right now meat was very expensive. Basser, but the main litra, and most, you needed a pound's worth of coins to buy the meat. Karkatan Haya, Benamarker Nimker. So, what's the point of that? That's a small city, a small village, that they provide meat for him. When you shut the animal, you have to, so you don't want to waste all the meat. So, if you have a small city, where there's not a lot of people purchasing, a lot of the meat's going to end up being thrown out. They still did it. I'm a tulte because of him. That's the chiddush. The mishkol litra boser kamer means the weight of a pound of meat, which is not an extraordinary amount of meat. But the point was that the rest of the animal was not. They were willing to do that to provide that for him, even though the rest of the animal is wasted. Hoda also only Hamavakish Parnos, so he came to for food. And he said, what do you normally have for your meals? So he said he has this Basar Shaman Yan Yashin. So the Mora has, the Mora says on his part he needs to learn to get over it. That's what Nechemya said. Rabbi Nechemya said. But till he's at that point, so he's not considered darchan ditzur, because be'itai hakol lefimash shehu tzorech kol yachav yachid lefilim mudai. Russian gives each person as they need. So I have a right to say that that's my valid need. Rabbi Chaim is saying that there is a process a person can change and accept that and move on. But till that happens, I have a right to say that's a valid need. I'm a rabbi ma'id to come up. Why is it all of a sudden this happened? It's not something which normally happens. Shabbos Zulakan, she comes with exactly those items. I spoke too much. Here's your food. Okay. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Ein loy. A person doesn't have venerosis paranis. He doesn't want to take stock up. So we give it as a loan. And then we can be merchal alone. He doesn't know what to pay back. So at the end of the day, he got it in stock. Oh, but So what does that mean? The Shumatana, we're saying he refuses to accept the Matana. So the Machakas is like this. What do we first offer? So he first offers the Matana. And then, if he refuses to take the Matana, we offer it as a loan. Whereas the mayor says we can offer it as a loan immediately. We don't have to offer it if we know that in general he doesn't like to take. We don't offer it as a Matana. We just straight away go to offer it as a loan. Okay. Let's say, however, Yeshloi, Venerates of these parties, person is miserly, he doesn't want to spend his money. So, but the person's not eating. So, what we do is, Nashloi the Shumatana. So, he comes and asks for tzedakah. We give it to him. We want the person, we want the person to be ill. But because you're in the front, then the person goes and collects. Because the person doesn't really... he has property. He has what he needs to be able to get. Moore says, if you do that, cousin in front of him, Sula Shoko, so that, you know, it's a smart idea, but, you know, what's going to happen is he's not going to come and eat. And the person has this mental problem that he refuses to spend money on his needs. So he's going to get ill. Okay? So Amar Papa Lachar Misa, it means we don't collect immediately. We keep a cheshbon on what we gave him, and then after the person dies from his property, we collect the full amount. Okay. Rishimun Amar No Yesh Lo Ben Rutz These Partners. Ain't Kaken Lo. No, we have no responsibility to the person, and then that's his decision. Let's say the person doesn't have, but his pride does not allow him to accept the pranosa.
To accept stock.
So we tell him, listen, so we present it as if it's a loan. Bring a mashkin, and then we'll give it to you. We have no intent of collecting it. So he feels that the fact that we took a mashkin indicates we're really serious. Therefore he'll be willing to accept it. And then they will never... now Rashi says, so what the next step is that... Okay, so say, I don't have a mashkin to give. I mean, they had a mashkin, could afford to get rid of, he would sell it. That's not many. So it was okay. Fine. You know, we'll give it to you without a mashkin. So, in his mind, they clearly set it up as a loan. Okay. Terabonin says in the pasuk Avei Tavitenu. So we're talking about an onion. It mentions a loan. Havet is a loan. Zesh Ein Loi Vena Roitz Lis Parnis. So the pasuk refers to the person doesn't have his needs. He does not want to accept the stalker. Shenotzim on the Shum Hava, the Chazim Nosim on the Shum Matana. So that's what that means. So Havet means that we give it as a loan, but then we don't collect, we don't pressure him to repay it. Tavitenu, Zesh Yeshloi, Vena wrote to these partners. So not like Rav Shimon, like the Chachamim before, that we do take care of him. She doesn't know the Shumatana. Because you're referring to my mental lacher misa. So it is a loan. But we present it to him as if it's a matana, because he doesn't want to take a loan. But eventually we collect it. So we have two scenarios which are a loan. One which is presented as a loan, but it's never collected. And one is presented as a matana, it is collected. The Ibn Yehuda. Like Rav Shimon, Yeshla ben Rutz, these partners, ain't this kakaloi. So what's the double lashon havet tavitenu, which indicates there's two scenarios of giving loans? No, it's only one scenario. And Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam, the lashon of the double lashon is the way they would talk. You shall surely, like you shall surely give him a loan. Okay. Turn up on it. No, I'm sorry. Marukva have an ani b'shul rusei. Marukva had an ani in his neighborhood. Have roga kol yoma the shadilei arba zuzi b'tzinur d'dash. That Marzutra would throw in four zoos. The door. The way they set up the doors, they had like a pin in the bottom of the door, and they had a metal cup in the floor in the doorstep, which the pin would go into, and therefore the door would be able to turn on that pin. So that's called Tzinor D'dasha. So there's a little cup there, there's a little hole there. So he would stick in four zoos into that cup every day. So every day the person would come out, and he'd find four zoos waiting for him. So the ani was given to the ani without the ani knowing who gave it. Okay, so the ani became curious to know who's giving it. Yemechad Omar, one day the ani said, "Ezel ifsi man kavi bi hahu tivusa." So who's doing me this favor? I want to know who it is. Okay. Verse says, "How yoma nagile the marukva the midrash." That day that the ani decided that he wants to figure out who it is, and so marukva was going later than usual to the base of midrash. Also, the base subade, and his wife was going with him. Kima the chazua. The Kamatzah and the Dasha, Novik Basrael. So the Oni saw that he's putting the money, that the money's coming into the so just saw that he's opening up the door and he's coming after them. So Rod Mikameh. So they ran away. Mazucha and his wife ran away. So Morris says, the fellow's coming in. And they felt that it would be. Then the day, even though the Ani was curious to know, he then be uncomfortable every time he sees Marzutra to know that this is the person who's supporting him. So he didn't want to embarrass the Ani. Therefore, I lila hawatuna da begrufa nura. So they found an oven where the fire had been, the coals had been moved off to the side. So it was still hot, but it wasn't on fire. So they went inside and hid there. Have a call. Miklin carried the Marukva's feet were getting burnt. Amalei Devesus. So Marukva's wife told Marukva, "Shkol karech oisuba karoy. Put your feet on top of mine. I'm not getting burnt." So Marukva felt bad that his wife was on the madrega, that the fire wasn't affecting her feet. And he wasn't in the same madrega. So Amrlay, so Marukva's wife told Marukva, "I'm always at home. I'm regularly at home. The way I benefit people is very direct. People come and I give them food. So Aniyim, I give direct. So there's no the process of me benefiting people is very quick. Whereas you give them money, which they have to go and then buy things, and it's a whole process. So my tztaka has a greater schus than your tztaka. It's not that you're better. That I'm a better person than you. Versus my kulihai. Why is this? The story seems a little bit exaggerated, that they ran into a fire, into an oven, which was hot. The Marzutra Bar Tovia Amar Rab, Bamala Amar of Huna Bar Bizna, Amar Shimon Chasida, Bamala Amar Biachan Shimon Shimon Yechoy. We have three versions of who says this. Nerchal the Adam Sheyims or Atzma, the Tech Kipshin or Eish, Wayabin Penechaber Barab. So a person should be willing to go into a fire rather than embarrass somebody. Minolon, Minolon. How do we know this? We told her the Ksiv, he would say, and she didn't say anything which would embarrass Yehuda. She just gave it in a hint and left up to Yehuda to decide if he wants to rise to the occasion or not. But she wasn't going to be there. The Irish Shana which bring this halacha, the Rambam does not bring this in. So he doesn't understand this halacha lamaisa. So it's more like an ideal rather than a chiyuv, but the Rishonim would actually bring in a local lemaisa. So it would be a din of, in their mind it's a din of Yarek Bal Yavar.
It's interesting lashon noach lo lado.
Right. Halavai, right? We wish that the way it was.
What do you mean?
And we're saying that if a person would have the true sensitivity to somebody else's feelings, he'd be much more comfortable being burnt up in a fire than embarrassing somebody else. It'd be much more comfortable for him, right? If we understand somebody's feelings, like, you know, that would be so painful that he'd rather die than do that. Most people, you know, like they said, like, you know, they have a situation where they're embarrassed. They say, I could have died. Right? Most people say, you know, if they embarrass somebody else, they say, I could have died rather than embarrass somebody else. You know, they say, I could have died rather than embarrass somebody else. You know. So, how about, yeah. Okay. Mar Ukva. Back to Morocco. Have Anya.
I mean, it is a bit interesting that this would be, you know. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. Rishonim point out, you know, it's you know, to the point of making the person's face white, right? So it's a you know, huge embarrassment, right? Here, I mean, I understand Anya being a little bit embarrassed, but. You know, to that extent.
I don't know. I mean, it could be he was doing it beyond, above and beyond the, you know, Minas Kassidus. I don't know. Okay. So, Marukva, have only Shavu say to have a regular story like Arba Meir Zuzi Komali Yemedi Kippuri. Every Erim Kippur, Marzucha would provide him with 400 zoos for the year.
It's quite a bit more than a kippur.
That's double the ksuba, right? So basically, he was giving him that amount of money. Yom Echad, Shadrino Nele Biyad Berei. One year, Mazutra set his son. Also, so the son went and came back. Omrele, Lord Tzorech told his father, Marukva, there's no need to continue this. Amr Maich Azisa, what did you see that you feel like that? Chazoy de Kamazal Filay Yain Yoshin. I saw that they were pouring for him, you know, expensive wine, Yain Yoshin. Okay. So he says, Amr Mefana Kuli Hai. I didn't realize that he was such a sensitive person. So, Aifinu Mishadrino Nale. So I'm going to get, I'm not sure what this word Ifino is, but I'm going to get, so I'll send him that. I didn't realize he needs, so I'll, Rashi says, I'll double it. So he needs me. He's a mafunik, like we said before, and that's his needs. So I'll double the stipend. The son was saying, you know, drop the stipend. He's saying, double the stipend, you know. Kikonicha nafshe, when Maruka was dying, Amar Isali Chushbenoi did stock. Okay. So I like to see my ledger where I keep my stock of donations. Ash of Tahavi Ksivbe Shibis Alfi Dinari. Of Sianki. It was 7,000 dinari, but not just regular dinari, but Sianki, but very, very choshev a dinar. So he gave a large amount. Actually, Sianki was the name of a place, but that was a much more valuable dinar. Omer Zvadoi Kalili Vurcha Rechikta. The suitcases are light, and it's a long road ahead. He's about to die, and he wants to take something with him. But it's a long journey ahead of him, and he doesn't have too much in the suitcases to take along. So come, Bizze Lepalge Memoine. He gave away half of his money to Tzedakah. The Mor says, Hechi Yobit Hochi, how can you do that? The Omer we had Rebbe Law, Be'ushi Skinu, Amavasas, Ayavasas, Yosem Mechamish. So my answer, Hadimil Mechayim. That halacha is that a person should not give too much away, because eventually at some point he might end up needing that himself, and then he'd end up putting himself on the tzibur, and that's not proper. A person is clearly about to die, so he's not throwing himself onto the tzibur. So that's not an issue. We also ask, actually the Abbas Ches and the Chabad Chaim brings for, I forget from who, by a person who's an usher muflig, there's no limit of one fifth. You know, a guy has, you know, he has 50 billion, this is, you know, he can't get more than a fifth, because you only left with 40 billion, but snap, it's going to be a real big problem. You know, that's not what we're talking about. So the path that more applies to Marzutra, even though he seems to be a large sums of money, would be an interesting question. Okay, it's halted here, and we'll do Rashi on Monday.